It is the Dirty Sheets back once again for a Friday. Everybody loves a Friday, and everybody looks forward to the Dirty Sheets. I'm Cab Manning. I am from the Lingus Mafia podcast, also the Wrestle Lingus Show. Just type in Wrestle Lingus Show. You can find all our stuff, and that would be at Twitter or X, whatever the hell you want to call it nowadays, and that is at Lingus Mafia. All of our socials are there. For the Dirty Sheets, you want to go to Dirty Sheets X on X and get all of that good stuff there. Billy's Betting Picks, LockBetting.com, and LockBetting X on X. That brings us to your number one source for all of your wrestling news. That is, all the way across the pond, Mr. Billy Body.
Yeah, so the biggest news I have this week, well, it's not for other people, but for me, is I can't get a refund. Not meeting Psycho Sid.
Really?
And I want to throw this shit bag fucking company under the bus today. They are called, they booked Sid. He didn't turn up. They are called LAX Fan Fest.
LAX Fan Fest. And for that's almost like, what the fuck? Are they from LA and they went to Philly for this?
Well, yeah, I mean, laxfanfest@gmail.com. So you can see they're going to not have much money and they probably couldn't afford to take this loss. This was probably like their WrestleMania booking Sid.
Yeah.
I'm talking to a guy called Victor Pritchard, and he's a prick. He's a smug prick. You just reply and go, you've had your refund, take it up with your bank or Eventbrite. High spots are tagged in. That they've had their money, so they're not going to do anything about it. So I will get my refund because I will just go to the bank and get them to process it through a card reversal or whatever thing is that they do. But yeah, I want to publicly bury these people. And I want to tell everybody, when you go to WrestleMania and you see like WrestleCon's going on and you see they got this person and that person, they can't handle it. They can never ever handle it. They can't stop selling the tickets. Greedy, shady little promoters who, you know, have come up in wrestling dealing with these wrestlers. The wrestlers are lazy. They are obviously looking for their like last payouts, but at the end of the day, a lot of them are just there to fucking catch up with each other, and they don't want to fucking sit around the table because it's not fucking, you know, reminiscent of their glory years. So Ric Flair turned up 3 hours late, and then the day after he left early because he was feeling unwell. Jake was conveniently feeling unwell and didn't even turn up for Sunday. And they want cash only. So you go to the table and you see the prices like, oh, you got cash only. It's cash only. Of course it is. You're not going to pay any tax. Oh, you fucking washed up has been. And they don't look anything like that, anything even remotely like that. I mean, they all look sad. So you're firstly going to get pictures, but I'm nothing like, obviously, I mean, obviously it's like fucking Demolition from the 80s at their peak. So for example, so they're going to whack the mark on the makeup on and stuff, but they're going to look like fat old men with makeup on, look stupid, but it is Demolition, and they are always there and they're always talkative, and they're a bad example, I think, of, so the best case scenario is you're going to get fat Demolition, fat old men with makeup on who will be nice to you. That's the best example, and that's Demolition. The worst example is obviously Sid doesn't turn up and goes for a company that won't refund you. The middle of that is this shady promoter of High Spots. His name's Michael. Got Stone Cold Steve Austin 6 years ago, and it's impossible to meet Stone Cold, but you have to waste your entire day because Michael doesn't give a fuck that WrestleMania in New Orleans was beginning at 5 p.m. and he will book Austin from 10, and you can start queuing at 10 and you may not see Austin till 5, which was my exact scenario when I said, fuck this, like I've been in this queue for 6 hours and I still haven't met Stone Cold Steve Austin. And this was when it was even at its worst, where it's divided into a, you got to go and get the photo. That was 3 hours. And then you got to go and join the autograph line. So it's two fucking lines, right? This was just like Ronda, and then she was going away for the professional photos, and then she was coming back to do more of the line, and then she was going away to do the professional photos. I said, how long is it from here? He went, oh, minimum 3 hours. And I went, fuck this. I'm going, oh, fuck this. I've got the Undertaker. And listen, I'm too old now. And I'm with a kid. And I don't do 3 hour lines anymore. I don't do them at theme parks. I don't do them for anything at all. Like, there's nothing. If Megan Fox was doing blowjobs, I wouldn't be fucking queuing up.
Then I would wait. I would wait. nothing else.
There's nothing. There's nothing I wait 3 hours for in the world. not now. So, Ronda's queue at about 11 was 3 hours. So we went up, did a few more people. I went back, said, how long's it now? I went, oh, it's at least 3 hours now. So it's like 3 hours when we first got there. I was like, how is it 3 hours? It's like, it opened at 10. There was like, the VIP all access people, the 3 day pass were allowed to come in at 9. Oh, what? The fucking dorks like came in at 9, did they? So yeah, I was just like, nah. I was like, just refund me. And the guy was like, really? He goes, okay then. He goes, you know, you could sell this for like triple your money if you went down the line. I was like, yeah, I don't need any money. And he was just like, oh, well, he goes, well, just send me an email. I was like, well, you remember this conversation? He was like, I remember the only guy that wanted a refund. Like, fuck you. Like, so he hadn't done it, right? So I go back 2 days later, because you haven't done me a refund. And he was like, oh, he goes, oh, you knew you. I said, I haven't. I said, I'll do it when I get back. He goes, but I do know that you're having a conversation with my colleague downstairs. And you're interested in some of the stuff down there. And I was like, yeah, I know. I said to them that I've already asked you for a refund. And I said, I probably should have asked for a credit because of some stuff down there I want. He went, well, we could still do that, because if there's anything down there that takes your fancy, let her know. She knows about you. So I was like, basically, what you're saying to me is that you know you can keep this money, and you know that, like, I've said I had a polite sort of back and forth conversation saying, oh, you got some good stuff down here. And now if I don't take that stuff, I'm going to run the risk of going back to my country and you will never refund me from your country. Is that what you're basically saying to me? You're basically saying to me, take what you fucking can now. Take what you can now, because if you take the risk of going back to the UK, it might be 1 year before we cross paths again. So I was like, you know what? I'll go downstairs and choose some fucking shit I don't want for $220.
Jesus.
Which is what I did for the shady fuck. And this shady fuck is now tagged into my email and is just sitting there silently. So listen, do yourself a fucking favor. Don't get involved. No matter who it fucking says, if it's fucking Stone Cold, Ronda Rousey, fucking Owen Hart's alive, don't fucking do it. Like, honestly, unless you are a fucking loser, in which case, unsubscribe to this show. I don't want you listening. I don't want to appeal to you. But if you are like that, then just fuck off. But if you're someone that has a life and you're going to a different state or city and like you want to fucking explore and fucking eat places, go places, see places, fucking go on holiday, and you really only want to spend, you know, 2-3 hours doing this kind of shit, conventions and whatnot, or maybe even like not even like 2-3 hours at a convention. If it's a convention, it's like, okay, like walk around, meet various fucking people. Like maybe like if you're at a table, maybe someone will fucking talk to you. I see these guys going, waiting for 3 hours and like, oh, thank you, sir. Thank you. It's like fucking talk to them. Like fucking say, I like this, I like that. And then, you know, they might, I've not heard it before. It might be the fucking 200th time they've heard it, but I'm not going to fucking sit there and be like, oh, thank you, sir. Yeah, nice to meet you. And not fucking say a word to anyone. I've never had interactions like that with any fucking person. I always say to my son, think of something that you want to say to them. Because why not? Like, what's the fucking, why not otherwise? Oh, I got this scribble. And this photo, nah. Just say you said this, and then he said that. At least
who has had the worst interaction? Like when you have spoken to them, and oh, I really enjoyed the time you did this, and, you know, I appreciated yada yada. Who was a dick?
Nobody that I can remember.
Oh, nobody just fucking didn't. Look at you.
Ric Flair.
Ric Flair, huh? What did he do?
Nothing bad, really. That's what I'm saying. There was nothing bad that came to mind. But I said to him, when I got my Rumble 92 signed, I'm trying to think exactly. I don't want to, like, because if I don't say exactly, then it won't be understandable. So I think I said to him, this is still my favorite Rumble. I watch this nearly every year at Rumble time. And he went, oh, thank you.
That was it. Thanks. Yeah. I guess. I mean, I'm sure he hears. I mean, what are you going to do? Go, oh, fantastic. What are you going to say? I've only had.
But I've also had the whole, oh, where are you from?
Yeah.
Oh, you guys, how many of these? Cole. Oh, great. Oh, really? How many WrestleManias do you come to? I goes, oh, I do to all of them. He goes, oh, really? He goes, that's really great. Well, thanks for coming out. Like, I've had that with him before too. So I can't bus him. Yeah. I can't, like, chuck him under a bus. I mean, Brett's good. Brett wants to talk, but Brett will hold his line up way, like, beyond where the promoters want it. So,
you know what's funny is you say that about Brett. Brett fucking blew me off.
Really?
Yeah, and it was, I mean, I was young too.
Maybe he's too close to the stroke, maybe.
No, this is ages ago. This is ages and ages ago. Like I was saying, I was young, and this is when I went and got, like, six magazines signed. And he just looked at me and he went, all of them? And I went, yeah. And he just put his head down and signed. And I said, I would have had more if I had more money. And he didn't say a word.
Oh, what, did you pay for each one?
Yeah, and it was so long ago that it was pretty cheap, but I was fucking, what was I, 18 or something? And it was $10 a signature. So I remember, I gave, it was $60 to have all of them signed, and I thought at that point I was upset. And I go, $60 now, you'd be like, fuck, I could get fucking everything in the world signed you would have for $10. But I just brought, you know, I have all the magazines and shit. So I just brought a fucking backpack of magazines. And I was like, I didn't have any fucking money. I was a kid. And it was like, oh, here's $60. And each one was $10. And just had them sign each of the magazines. I still have all the magazines signed. Lonesome Dove is signed and putting people in sharpshooters. And, you know, I got some good covers that were signed. So I had to pick because it was like, oh, you can only do this many for the money that you have or something like that. And I was like, all right, let me look for the best covers I have to do this on, you know? So that was it with him. Other than that, Mike Ditka was an asshole. He didn't even look at me. I go up there, he signs the card, and he signs it nicely. Like, he took his time with a nice penmanship, right? But he and I'm like, thanks, coach. I appreciate that you are here today or something. You know, it was a convention thing. And he signed it, pushed it toward me, and turned his head to the side. Never fucking looked at me. I'm like, well, all right, then. Have a good one.
I haven't got a lot of these, really. But, like, I mean, but I'm not fucking a smelly piece of shit. So, like, or a fucking fat dork. So, I don't know. Maybe, like, there's fucking people think, maybe appreciate fucking coming out. But, I mean, I have no idea. Fucking hell, I'm trying to think of more that bad, but I just, you know, I've never been treated like that way by people, really.
You would think, I mean, if they're being paid for their time there, that's kind of, you know, why would you be a dickhead? I understand the dickhead stuff if I see you out in the street even, or at dinner. Then it's like, well, it's their time and, you know, they're not obligated for shit. But if you're, all right, I'm signing up to go to a convention, sit there and sign these things for this amount of time, for this amount of money. Don't make it like I'm bothering you to have a fucking autograph.
Yeah, I'm just trying to think. Yeah, I mean, I got some of those. I got some of those stories of people like, you know, that we bumped into.
Wasn't that Ronaldo with that fucking face of his where he's in his car? He's pissed. Well, he looks like he doesn't want anything to do with you guys.
But, you know, he has chosen to stop his car in the middle of the road. So that's not as bad. It's when you get, you know, Undertaker. When you get Undertaker, like, fucking, you know, Lyft, you know, well, you open a Lyft to him, or you fucking, you see him, like, in a restaurant, and you wait for him to leave, and when he's a dick then, or when he's fucking sitting at the airport staring into space, like, you know, a few times. And then you get a different, completely different version of Undertaker, who then you meet up and goes, oh, hey, how you doing? Oh, thanks for coming out. And shit. Like, so it's like, man.
I mean, that's the thing. You just never know what somebody's, you know, like I said, like we were talking, Michelle and him might have fought right before that at the airport. Who the fuck knows?
Yeah, but I mean, it's been multiple occasions. Like, you know, a part of me wanted Austin to go up and say, like, but we paid for it, so I didn't want to ruin it. But a part of me wanted Austin to go up to him and say, oh, remember when I asked you for a picture when you were after you've eaten and you said no to me? Do you remember me?
Oh, that's
remember
funny.
Not doing my photo? Remember not doing my photo in Nashville, or you remember telling me I couldn't have a picture at the airport, like, but I just don't like, you know what, like,
it'd be like, oh, I've done that to a billion people. I don't remember you.
Well, I mean, either way, I've had some of those, but like, no, I've never had like a really bad one that we paid for. I mean, Flair, just no one's been like, oh, fuck off, or yeah, oh, I hated that match, or like, nah, I just. There was a guy from Stranger Things that I took Austin to meet.
Mm-hmm.
His name's like, in the show, his name's Eddie Munson. I don't know what his real name is in the fucking in the show. Okay. Sorry, that's his real. That is his show name. I don't know what his real name is.
Okay,
I mean, his autograph's up by sight, but I can't make it out from here. But anyway, he plays like Eddie in Stranger Things or whatever. And when you got there, they were like, phones out, put your phones away, you can't film.
Oh.
It's like fucking paid. Like, he's not doing photos. He wasn't doing photos, he's only doing autographs, right?
Yeah.
So it's like, I'm going to have nothing here to say that I got this signed, like nothing at all. And it was like, fucking, give us what you want to get signed and it will go, and we'll hand it to him and he'll then like hand it back to you on the way out. It's like, fuck off. Like, this guy is not even in the top 100 people that I would have met. And he's fucking having people hand their pictures to an assistant, signing them. And then you finally get like a second with him where he hands it back to you. But you can't have a phone out on anywhere, like on you at all. Like, you have to put your, at the top of the line, they're saying like, on your pocket.
Oh God!
I want to watch you put it in. So, yeah, that was terrible. I mean, but that, well, I didn't give a shit about that guy. Like, Austin wanted to meet him. I mean, I was thinking like, what I could have done was fucking just said, "Oh, you know what, Austin? Like, I worked out how I could have done it. I could have been like, look, we don't need to be together. You go four spaces behind me.
Yeah,
I'll get mine done. And once I'm fucking done, I'll just fucking, once I'm out of the queue, I'll just grab my phone out and be like, what are you going to do? Say, I can't get an autograph. Fuck you. Like, I'm going to stand here and film like, until I want to leave. So, and by that time, Austin would have come up. But yeah, I mean, this thing, these conventions are fucking, are shit. For me, I got into a collector maniac kind of mode where it was like, all right, I want to get all the Jax classics.
Mm-hmm.
And then Mattel bought out Mattel Legends, and Mattel Legends looked better than Jax classics. They were like these brown box. They don't sound great, but they were like these they had a nice old WWE Superstars like font on them, and they had like brown, big square brown boxes. If I show you a box, you'll see how nice it is. Because I'm not describing it very well. But yeah, so then the new Mattel Legends boxes are shit. So it put me off, so I don't get them anymore. But everybody I bought in Mattel Legends, I had this fucking completist.
Yeah, so you got to get every single one. Yeah, that's a new one, completist.
Completist is the word. Yeah. I don't know about collectist. I think collectum. It's a collect. I have a collectomaniac.
I thought you said kleptomaniac, and I was like, "You're stealing stuff? What the fuck are you doing?"
Who's it? The actress. Winona Ryder and my friend. I'm not going to name him. Got a friend who's got a lot of money. He likes to steal things, like just to entertain himself, just to see if he can, just out of boredom. Yeah,
that's funny. I was surprised, and I talked to you.
I do like the pay for a newspaper with a magazine inside it thing. Trick. I'm not paying $12 for a magazine.
It's funny. As a kid, we used to go into liquor stores, and apparently that was the thing that everybody would steal magazines and like put it in their like under their shirt in their pants, you know? And I remember we went into a store and like we were stealing everything in the store. And I had a parka on, and we were putting it all in our pockets. And it was like stupid shit, like squirt guns and fucking rubber ball. It was just kid shit, right? And we're doing all that, and you were getting the nerve to be able to leave the store. And we were by the magazine section, and we were all talking to each other like, okay, we ready to go. And I started walking out, and there was like a manager standing at the door talking to somebody, and like they were waiting for us. And soon as I walked to the fucking door, he goes, hold on a minute, open your jacket. And I was like, I started to sweat. I'm like, and I opened my jacket and he felt my stomach and said, okay, go ahead. He thought I was stealing a magazine and I had my pockets full. I was like, oh my God, did I just fucking escape one? So,
What are they going to do as a kid anyway?
I know. I mean, they would have probably had to call your parents, and you know, that would have been almost worse than anything else. My mother would have beat the shit out of me. We were talking the other day when you're showing some of the things that you've collected and everything like that. And I'm always surprised.
These are the boxes.
Okay, let's
see. So I was collecting the classics. I think everybody's maybe seen those. The black boxes, they were the classics.
Yeah, it looks like, yeah, it's like the fake WWEF logo because it doesn't have the F next to it. Yeah, they're kind of brown, but it's like a royaler thing. Andre with the championship belt, stuff like that. You could dig up Andre, get an autograph. You'd have to wait in a line for a long time with him.
Yeah, well, I just got obsessed I had the whole collection. And
I'm always baffled by this, that you do this, that you collect this kind of stuff. Because when we've talked, I've said, I am shocked that you have not collected things that are actually collector's rarity, like when you have seen Lost Treasures on the WWE on A&E, where it's Nash's single, shit like that. I'm like, that's the shit that you need to get that's fucking cool, because that's like, you know, one of one type of stuff, and people's outfit from a fucking Mania or a part of something from somewhere. Like, at least you got the turnbuckle that I sent to you and stuff like that. Like, those type of things, not like an autograph on something, unless that something is, you know, the one of one type of stuff. And I've always thought you should, instead of spending money on these other things, spend money on like one of these great fucking one of one type of stuff.
I have multiple moments where if I even miss out on an autograph or miss out on an item, like I see, it's a thing that came out and it sold out quickly. Like, you got me the Ali thing because I didn't want to miss out on anything else. But yeah, like, there was Hogan and Zeus. There was 300 Hogan and Zeus box sets made and I didn't get one. And I was just like, oh, fuck this. Like, what do I need it for anyway? Like, I have so much stuff. Like, I don't care about it once I like get it. I look at it, I put it away. So I thought, why do I need any of it? Like, fucking just sell it. Like, I'll be dead soon. Like, I'll be fucking dead in 40 years if I'm healthy.
Yeah.
if a disease doesn't get me.
Yeah, because I have like cancer first.
Right. If I have full health, I've got 40 years left, right? So, you know, I look at the shit and think, who wants this?
You'll get
this
to Mania
afterwards?
80.
Who wants this? Fucking Austin, like, ain't going to want it. He ain't going to be able to, like, sell it. He ain't fucking, the old stuff he looks at is like, you know, who's Andre? Who's Bam Bam? Who's fucking,
I figured he'll be able to sell it. Because, like, if our parents had, like, old Mattel toys of some garbage that we could give a shit, you know, Speed Racer or whatever. But if it was an original, like, you know, Star Wars, you sell that shit now, it's a fortune.
Yeah, maybe, but like you have to sell it to the right people. Like, I know things have a value. Things have a value, but like selling stuff's not that easy. Like I have excess shit on a website and, you know, barely anything moves. Like maybe 2-3 bits a month will move off that website. And I'm not reducing my prices. Stuff is at the appropriate price. But yeah, I mean, I look around constantly, like in the corner of my room. I'll show you a picture of this, right?
Mm-hmm.
In the corner of my room, behind my door. I'll show you what I'm looking at right now, right? I'll show you what I'm looking at in a second. Okay. Fuck, man. Can I take a picture while I'm on the phone? Was it going to cut the call off? We'll see.
No,
I think so. All right, so this is what I'm seeing now, right? So you can see my door.
Okay. Yeah.
All right, you see my door. So I'm now going to move my door from the same angle.
Sure.
And show you what's behind it. What I choose not to fucking have any view of throughout the day. All right. Same door, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And you know what? We have spoken about this where you say you have a display of the figures and you like rotate it to who you want showing up first, you know?
Well, no, I mean, I don't do that now because it's behind the fucking door. Yeah. But like, I mean, I've opened the cabinet and put the flash on. Look at these fucking things. And from front to back,
yeah,
that one is just they're all just signed.
That's
so
crazy.
In my early manias from 21 to 20, no 29 to 30, 30 not so much because I was really fucking hammered on that holiday most of the time. But up to 29 at least, 21 to 29, every WrestleCon, who's there? Haven't met Vader yet. Met Slaughter yet? Haven't met Lee yet. Whoever it was. They're all fucking there, back to front. They are all done. Every single one of those. I mean, that cabinet
is... that Vader signed? Yeah, the Vader signed, huh? That's pretty good.
Oh, everyone in that cabinet signed.
Yeah, that's great.
That. So when I said completest,
yeah,
that classic superstar collection is... I only bought ones that were going to get... I only bought them, the ones that were going to get signed. Like, the few ones that didn't get signed... like Andre the Giant could not have possibly have got signed because he died before it came out. I keep them somewhere else. Like that, they're the signed ones,
mm-hmm.
and they did get rotated for different people at the front and whatnot at one point. But now, as you saw from the first picture I sent you, behind a fucking door.
Yeah,
like I couldn't give a shit about those now, and they're just like, if someone was like, "Oh, how much do you want for them?" I'll be like, "Well, how much are you going to offer for them?" Like. There is no sentimental attachment to those because the new figures look better and they've got nicer boxes and they look more like them. And like the signatures are in better pens because pens have changed. Like we've got paint pens now and these black felt tips and silver felt tips, which all these are in except Hulk Hogan. Like they're not really, I'm not really bothered about that either. Now, like, you know, Bret Hart will sign it in a pink pen. And that one, and that's the one I like.
Yeah.
And then maybe like in fucking 20 years, I won't care about those. I'm really starting to feel that the Hasbros from the early 90s are the only ones that maintain a long-term sentimental value. And they don't look anything like the fucking wrestlers. When I met Hulk Hogan last time, I ended up getting an LJN re-release design signed by Hulk Hogan.
Hmm.
So what basically what they are is they're LJN. Do you remember? You remember LJN, right?
Yeah, yeah.
They would have been the figures that came out when you got into it.
I was going to say those are the fucking good ones that kill me that I had all of them and gave them to my cousin and God knows whatever happened to him. But I had Hogan, well, Warrior. So they do a body slam and shit. I wasn't thrilled with them as in playing with toys though, because you couldn't do anything with them. They couldn't bend.
No, so they're re-releasing those in two packs. So basically, you get Hogan's one come with fuck. Who did Hogan's come with? Terry Funk.
Oh, really? Terry Funk? I don't even remember that.
Well, they're not like fucking. Oh, it's not like not a the rivalry. They're just. And no, they're just re-releasing the figures that they. But they're in LJN boxes. Obviously, they've made the figure look better. So this is what I ended up getting signed.
Oh, and those. I got you. Oh, yeah, these totally different than I was thinking, the figures.
No, I mean, there's the LJN box design, but it's not actually these, LJN inside.
Were the LJN ones? I mean, I believe LJN had a few of them, didn't they? It wasn't just the one. I'm thinking, like, originally it was those giant rubber ones that couldn't move at all. Like,
yeah. It is. But this is the box. This is the box.
Yes.
The blue box.
Yeah, it's the same box. Yeah. That's what made me think of it when you sent it. I'm thinking of the smaller ones that do a body slam and stuff like that.
I didn't have the
big rubber ones.
So now I'd be fucking, oh, we gotta fucking get the whole Coliseum collection done. And we'll fuck off. We'll fuck off the legends and we'll put them on sale.
Until they come out with another fucking thing and then you're fucked again.
It's fucking stupid, and it's all fucking pointless, and it's all absolutely pointless. It's all just, I have too much money, and I don't have anything to spend it on.
I'm surprised you don't get the McFarlane football ones. Those are like fantastic. Get those things.
Who's gonna sign those?
The football player. Go to the fucking Hall of Fame game and shit. I don't know. I mean, fuck. You go to these things.
Yeah, but I'm not into football like that. I'm just into football. I just want to make money.
I'm surprised you don't want to go to the Super Bowl and shit.
You know what? I think there is a part of me now that does want to do that instead. Like in terms of like let's go to the fucking World Cup and the fucking Super Bowl and
World Series, all the big things. Yeah.
But I really think of that, yeah. Well, serious. Who cares?
Well, that would be an accomplishment. You go to every single final, you know, in each sport. That's a pretty fucking impressive thing.
Yeah, I mean, I can do whatever I want. So I can, and it should be. It shouldn't be this, I don't think. But so those.
Uh-oh.
I knew that.
You're back. Go ahead. Go ahead.
I've been doing that all day today.
Oh, I didn't. This is the first time I'd ever did it.
But can you still hear it? No, I've just been doing it throughout the day.
Oh, when you've done it with other things, yeah. Yeah, so we got you back, though. Yeah, so is there any part of you that wants to get, like, real collectible stuff? Like people singlets, shit like that? Like you see on the TV thing?
Nah.
Don't care about that, though, huh?
Nah. The soccer players, maybe, because it's like a real fucking sport, and they're really, like, winning things. I wouldn't really be interested in wrestling. If they said to me, like, oh, here's the pants that Brock wore when he broke the streak. But the thing is that they're all keeping that stuff, or they're giving it to WWE or something.
Yeah, now, like, my main thing, like, I would love an actual belt, like a championship belt that someone, like, that was used on TV and shit, like a real fucking deal. That I would be into. I think that'd be fun to have.
But I think the only thing you'd be able to get is some fucking Hall of Famer goes broke and you might be able to buy his ring.
Yeah.
But it won't be like fucking, so these people are so protected. So, you know, say like Drew McIntyre did whatever he did at this year's Mania. So, I mean, let's just go back to the Mania. Maybe that Mania is still more famous, like the COVID Mania.
Mm-hmm.
So it'd be like, oh, trunks that you wore at the COVID Mania. They were like, fuck you. Like, I'll keep those. Like, those trunks are sentimental to me. Shawn Michaels, WrestleMania 12 stuff, sentimental to him. And if it's not sentimental to them, then they don't want to keep those pair of trunks or boots or whatever, then they'll give them to the WWE to do something with them. Because, you know, they're doing that Head and Treasure show and chasing shit and all that. Mm-hmm. They'd be like, oh, Shawn, have you got WrestleMania 12 white pants or Brett, have you got your fucking sunglasses that you gave away and WrestleMania 10 and all that stuff will be accounted for and possible to buy. And the people that will sell are the people that are broke. Now, would I pay 10 grand for somebody's Hall of Fame ring? Yeah, I would. And I'll fucking wear it around and I'll be like, oh, this is fucking, this is Abdullah the Butcher's 10 grand ring.
That's the problem. It'd be someone you don't care about because those are the ones who would sell it.
But they're all the fucking same. But that's the thing. This is fucking, oh, Conan needed that new kidney. Well, here's his Hall of Fame ring. I mean, he's not in the Hall of Fame because he sucks. But that's what you'd be fucking looking at. Taking someone's. I was standing right next to Paul Ellering, and he wears this Hall of Fame ring. It's the first time I've seen somebody, you know, up close actually having theirs on like that. I don't think the others do. When I've been to, I met Drake the Snake last year at breakfast, and he didn't have it on like that. But Ellering was at breakfast, and he had it on. So,
what do you think of the ring? I'm not choked up by him.
What do you think of the Super Bowl ring?
Oh, I love a Super Bowl ring. I think that's what I think the Hall of Fame ring should be. Maybe not to that scale because you can't wear the motherfucker. You know, I mean, you see Tom Brady's ring. I'm like, where you're never wearing it. It's the size of their fucking hand. But there's a happy middle somewhere, and I think there should be some diamonds in it and stuff. This looks like a fucking class ring.
I can't actually remember what it looks like. Isn't it just black with WWE in it?
Yeah, that's pretty much what it looks like. There's a whatever the stone is. Like, it always looks like it's just a dark stone with the symbol in it, and it looks like a fucking regular old class ring, class of whatever. It's not a big fancy fucking deal. I would expect some diamonds into the motherfucker. I expect something. I mean, hell, they used to just give out a plaque. Remember that shit? I think Bobby had a plaque. That's what he ended up getting. That was back when there was that big giant banquet.
Actually, I think there might have been a medal or something, even when Hogan got in first, because the fans who went were given a replica.
Really?
Of the Hall of Fame medals that were being given out, I think. I think there was a medallion that could be turned into a necklace, and I have replicas of the same Hall of Fame. Yeah, it was a medallion in a presentation box, which is what they were given, and we were given them for coming.
Oh, that was that box they would open up. Yeah, and it looked like the fucking the king was giving them something, right? Like the fucking King Charles was handing them fucking shit to put on their lapel.
Yeah, so it was harder to go then, because there was only, the Hall of Fame would only have a couple of thousand, you know, tickets there. It used to be done in a real, not after fucking SmackDown or whatever it's done now.
Yeah,
where, you know, it's weird that, because a lot of them people sometimes won't want to go depending on who it is. So it is a risky thing where it's like, okay, we're gonna do SmackDown and we're gonna do the Hall of Fame and we're gonna hope that enough people fucking stay here. So, I don't know. I don't know how risky it is, because you do have that sort of marquee audience going in. going to that show every year. But like, you know, you've got to be careful each year that you have an incentive for everyone to stay, or for it never to empty out. Because as soon as you go, you know, Bushwhacker, yeah. Beverly Bro, fucking SD Jones, Brooklyn Brawler, fucking old legend. Like, you know what I mean? Like, there'll be a combination where it'll be like, oh my God, like, this place is clearing out. But I don't know. I can't think what that would be. I still think they have enough people left. And like I said, like, people got WrestleMania, that hardcore wrestling audience, and it didn't happen this year, starting with Heyman, mm-hmm. and then even Bull Meccano there and The Rock's grandmother and all that. Like, they still managed to hold on, but that might have been down to the fact that The Rock was coming out at the end of the show to induct somebody, and he may have been like the appeal. So I don't know. I think at least for 10 years they'll navigate it. I can, off the top of my head, come up with 10 people who could front a Hall of Fame class. Remember, Batista didn't actually go in because he turned it down. Yeah. He had COVID and he turned it down, and he still actually needs to go in. So that's what people forget. You got Batista, Demolition are not in.
Demolition, not I'm, in. I'm saying next year Demolition's in. I'm calling that now.
Well, they're not in at the moment. Demolition's not in. Triple H is not in as an individual person.
Yeah, it's going to be forever now with him too, because he's going to be doing the Vince role, you know?
Yeah. Vince is not in, which I don't know what's going to happen with that.
I think maybe when he's dead.
Brock's not in. Cena's not in. The Rock's not in.
I think those are too recent of people, though. Like, I think it has some time needs to fucking pass before you get in.
Bray Wyatt.
You know what? That could, yeah, if you're dead, boom, you're in. Bray's got to go next, too. God, who else was I fucking thinking of? It's like, you also even think of guys who aren't like, oh, they won all these championships, but they're people that were always there in the 80s that you would see every week. Shit like that, right? Like, shouldn't Rick Martel go?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's one. It's not like he's, you know, winning championships left and right, other than, you know, when he was a tag team. But, like, he was always one of the main fucking guys that you always saw. It's One Man Gang not in, right?
I mean, One Man Gang was also Akeem, so yeah. You could go in for that. They should really put in Sable and Marlena too, instead of Bull Nakano.
Yeah, I mean, Bull Nakano was like, yeah, she's getting in for her Japan work, I guess, because nobody give a fuck in WWE.
Goldust should go in.
Goldust definitely should fucking go in. He should gold in. Yeah, there's quite a fucking few that could fucking get in if Tony allows him to go accept his
I can't believe it. Tony didn't let him get in. Tony didn't let him go this year. So,
well, he was there, but in a fucking skybox. I mean, he went, like, I guess the rule was don't show him on camera.
I got a mad AEW story this week.
Okay. What do you got?
Basically, they didn't actually pursue full legal action, but they did send a warning to WWE about allowing contracted AEW talent to appear on their television. So Tony was desperate, like, to do something back to WWE that week after the CM Punk thing. Obviously, I mean, I don't know that for a fact, but it seemed like he was desperate. And in the end, he ended up saying to him that it's not acceptable, and that they should be compensated for
who? Who should they be compensated for? Well, find out by subscribing. You know I was going to do it to you. Find out by hitting the subscribe button or go to dirtysheets.com if you have an Android and listen over there, because there is a lot of show left, especially the news he has about when The Rock will return. He gives you dates on when The Rock will return, and also major news about Drew McIntyre, who he had just seen moments before. That's it, kids. Follow us at Dirty Sheets X. Hope you enjoy the show. Talk to you next week.